and in Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. What is today? It's Monday, the 24th. Tomorrow's Kai's birthday. He's going to turn 9.
Dang, craziness.
So we see pictures from Time Hop where, like she sent me one earlier from 5 years ago, where it's like, it's still the kid. I can still see him.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it's wild how much like their face kind of just turns into like the big boy face.
Yeah. And our kids share birthdays. Bruce's birthday's tomorrow too.
Yeah, so.
He'll be 11.
I'm not sure what we're going to do. The plan originally was going to be, because Kai loves the zoo and animals and stuff, was like a big day in Memphis, and we'll take him on his birthday. It won't be that busy. It's going to be fall, so it's not as hot as it was in the summer the last time we went.
Mm-hmm.
But like the forecast is calling for rain. Eh.
What? That's surprising.
And what about that football game on Saturday? All the rain. And it rained the whole time we were out there.
I will say this. It wasn't nearly as bad as I thought it would be, and I'm glad it wasn't windy. We didn't have too much of a wind issue. Because I've been in those games before, man, where the tent literally is falling down. I remember when I was an intern, there was a game where the wind came in so hard, a post fell while people were still like getting food underneath the tent.
Goodness.
And I'm holding this fence with like 50-mile-per-hour winds, hit me in the face, barely holding on. And these people were just like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
I remember that. And it was weird because people couldn't tell if you were the post or if... Why the hell did they put two posts over there? Oh, that's David. Look at his face. Anyway, so I'm glad you did get the show up, and you're complaining about the weather not being awful.
Because I wasn't complaining.
You kind of were. It could have been worse.
I was being positive.
Right. I'm positive you were there no more than like 2 hours. And while you were there, you were bossing everybody around.
I was not bossing anyone around.
There were
around.
Several people talking about it.
Now, you were not popular at the tailgate.
That is horse crap.
No, it's
tell
not.
Tell me who was not happy I was there.
One of our new part-timers.
Oh.
Because you were bossing them
so
around.
So his first I'm day bossing. To be around you, he's like, man, that devil, there's a jerk. His first day.
Because you were telling everybody what to do.
Well, he was just like, hey, y'all be real with me. Like, is he normally this high-strung?
Who was saying that?
I was
never high-strung.
They thought you had a little bit of a power trip.
Who was saying it? Go ahead, tell me. Who was it?
I'm not good with names.
I bet.
Can you describe the person?
I'm not going to do that. Nobody wants descriptives.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let me describe you.
No.
Golly.
You'd be mean.
No, you already described me as a post.
No, that was years ago, David.
Not much has changed.
Like
Go ahead.
7 years ago.
Right, boss.
Boss. Okay, when you did call me boss, that made me laugh. All right, boss.
No, we're about to go on the air. It's like 10 seconds before we go on the air, and I think you said it, and I about lost it.
You said, I don't even know what the context was behind it, but you called me boss. And
that's
I
because
you
were being bossy.
He
I was
said
not
something.
Being bossy.
You were walking with a different swagger because you felt you had a responsibility. Because
there was at one point, he was like, look at David. Why is he walking like that?
Is not true.
Tell the truth. You don't have to take my side if you don't want to. Did he have a different air about him? Because
you did seem a little, and I'm being 100% honest, you seemed a little bit more...
bossy.
Tense.
I was tense?
You were given responsibility, and you took it.
It was delegated to you, and you delegated.
I was not delegating like the way you make it sound. I'm just getting stuff done, bro.
Okay.
Bruh.
Okay. What?
You know what? David's a hard worker.
He spent a whole 2 hours out there. I was out in that rain for 8 hours.
Well, good for you.
I know. I thought I'd never make it into work. I thought I was going to have pneumonia. I did. I woke up yesterday and I couldn't even talk.
Aww.
And then I was like, if I can't talk tomorrow, does that mean I get to stay home? And then I remembered I told Kelly one day to come in and we'll make it a part of the show. I was like, I can't even use that as an excuse.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
I'm glad you're
here. I did get to go up into the press box. I was excited about that because I'd never been up there.
Yeah. So she's like, I've never gone. I'm like, do you want me to take you up there? And she didn't have, she has credentials, media credentials, but I don't know what we thought maybe she would need. But
yeah, I didn't have like a ticket or whatever.
Yeah to get little, through the gate.
Yeah, they have those little special passes, I guess.
But I was
whatever.
With the host of the whole show, so I think that's why they let me in.
Did you say you got to go everywhere you wanted?
I did.
Oh, the other day I went to a volleyball game at Truman. You know, my girlfriend, fiance.
Plays there?
works there. Jerk.
She plays there.
Anyway, my sister was playing in a game. It was Harrisburg versus Truman. My sister plays on the Harrisburg team, and she's on the junior high, so we get there kind of early. Anyway, so Rachel says, yeah, I can go in as long as I show my name tag. It's me and a guest. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take your word for it. And man, oh, no. When we were walking through, people were, I got two people giving me looks like, you're not paying? I just kept walking.
Oh, no.
And I kept moving, kept walking. And I was like, nope.
How much is the game? Like $3 probably?
Oh, it's like $3.
Yeah. It's a little nerve-wracking, though, when you're walking by. And you know you're supposed to get in for free or because you're a teacher, because of one of those rules.
Right.
But you don't have it and you still feel like you're about to get, someone's about to get, you're about to get in trouble.
And I wasn't like walking hand in hand with her. So I was like maybe 3 feet behind her a little bit. I don't know why I was trailing so much, but then they were kind of looking at me like I'm just following her in.
You're like the guy when the gate opens at a gated community where like somebody else has the card to get in and you just follow them in.
Oh, dude. At A-State, people do that kind of stuff all the time. They'll sit down and wait at like one of the dorm entrances, you know, or it's only supposed to be people who live there can go in. Well, they'll just kind of wait because it's like a sensor or something. They can tell when a car is going in and out. So if you just follow someone in real fast, you can get right in, which is kind of freaky. Yeah.
People do
Thanks
that,
for the
though.
Tips.
Yeah, because so, you'll have to be going to the Red Wolf Den at A-State a lot.
Oh.
That's where she meets a lot of dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Well, maybe I'm
So we did walk up there, and like I didn't know if she was going to get into the stadium. So I said, if they don't let you in, I'll just come back out with you.
Yeah.
I was going to be a good friend. But she got to go and see like the suites. And the media rooms and the production rooms and where the cameras are and all that stuff.
That is pretty cool.
And those seats are amazing. The field looks amazing. Like, it's beautiful. Yeah.
They've done really a really
And once
good
they get
job
done with everything, I mean, it's state of the art. It's, I don't know. It's pretty.
Would you rather have, because I took her into, we have a suite, like the K-Fine suite. Where
I've never been invited in there, but we have one.
Yeah, they almost look at you like you're not supposed to be in here, and we work here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The GM like, kind of gives you a look.
What are y'all doing here?
Right.
It's like,
sorry, just not showing me around.
Not cool enough to be here with you all or what? Mm-hmm. But okay, so the idea of the suite, would you rather have that or the club level, which is kind of like everybody just hanging out?
Me being a social person, if I had a bunch of people in there that I wanted to be around, I'd say definitely the club level where you could hang out with people.
Because it's like just a big old open. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Club level is probably cool because I went to a Redbird game a couple of weeks ago in Memphis, and we got pretty cheap club level seats. And that was a really awesome environment because they have like seating areas inside the club level where you can sit, and there's a bar right there. Yep. That was pretty neat. I think I'd go with club level over like a suite area.
Yeah.
I've never been to the club level during a game.
I haven't either.
But I did go up, you know, because so the key thing, I don't think we detailed this on the show. Did we talk about the key?
We didn't talk about the key.
So it's a rainy, miserable day, right? And it gets cold out there while we're on the field and all of our papers are wet. Because like the paper, even the paper protectors, like the water was seeping through and becomes all, it was just awful. And not that cold and it's kind of complaining, but at the same point, it was just hard to do all the stuff with all that rain. So I guess I'm in and out of my pockets trying to put stuff up so they stay dry. And at some point, the key that we have on for the K-Fine truck, the main key fell off. So I don't realize this until I get all the way back out to the truck. So I walk from the field through the bleachers, blah, 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 get out there to the truck, and I realize that somebody's backed in right next to us, so I can't get in the driver's side. I have to get in the passenger side and crawl over, and I'm kind of dirty and wet and muddy, and I get into the seat, and I realize that that key isn't there for the truck. So I call my wife. I'm like, you're going to have to come get me.
Did you say some curse words?
You know, I think I was so dejected by that point because I was cold and tired, and I was like, okay, I can finally go home and get a shower.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're going to have to come get me. She said, I can't come get you.
Kai's asleep.
Well, no, he was awake. He was playing Fortnite. She said, I'll never get in there. I said, Leslie, what do you want me to do? Stay here until tomorrow? She's like, can't somebody get you? So I had to call our GM and I said, hey, Scott, can you take me back to the station afterward? And he got all weird with me.
Aww,
he said he would do it. And then I got up there and he was trying to find other people to do it. I'm like, what are they doing? Why can't I ride with them?
But you can't say that I didn't offer you a ride.
You did.
Because I did.
He and Mitch both, better than my wife. They both volunteered to come get me.
Exactly.
Through traffic.
He put us in a big group text and was like, hey, guys, which one of y'all lost the keys?
I didn't say that.
That's the way I took that.
No.
You know, for a second, I did think, maybe I took the keys back with me. What happened? So, not even kidding, I frantically looked in the K-Fine studio, throughout the building, my pockets, went across the street to where I parked our Kiss Cruiser, looked in there, and then I finally sent you the text like, man, I think the last time I saw it, it was, you know, in this place or whatever.
Well, I took them out. I remember. That's what I told our GM. I'm like, I took the keys out and put them in my pocket. So, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to come up here. And this is yesterday morning, which was Sunday. I'd come in, get the spare key, and then go get the truck.
Do you have them in your jean pocket or your coat pocket?
Jean pocket. So probably as I pulled them out, you know, yeah, it was probably off. Just tight or whatever.
Really tight, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But so we get here and I'm like, hey, Mitch, where's the spare key to the truck? We don't have a spare key.
Mm.
And I'm like, what? We don't have two keys to that truck? And he's like, we'll probably have to call a locksmith. We'll have to rekey it. It'll probably be $300.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm thinking, oh, I don't want to tell anybody that. I'm like, so I go to my wife and my son. I'm like, let's just go out there to the stadium and just see if it fell. And it's been described as finding a needle in a haystack. Like, what are the chances?
How long were you guys out there before you found it?
Well, we walked through the tailgate area first. And we walked around the truck. And we did the parking lot. And I said, well, maybe. The only other thing I could think of is maybe it fell out on the field. We were down there about, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes.
Was it Kai that found it?
It was actually he and I at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because we were just walking together. He thought it was cool. Like, he was in his pajamas and flip-flops, and there was nobody in the stadium but us.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
And I guess somebody had been there because the gate was open, but it was pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the key, and I'm like, hello!
Dude.
Yeah. So happy.
The fact you found that is amazing.
Yeah. Think about that whole property, and we were all over it. We were upstairs, downstairs, everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And just think about the fact you saved the company $300.
I did, so I'm going to see if they can give me $150.
You almost lost the company $350.
No, you
let's not think about it like that.
You saved the company $300.
Thank you, David. Thank you, David.
I'm going to email our boss and say that Brandon is a savior of $300.
I am.
Savior.
So I went up to the coach's area, which is the next place that Kelly's going to want to go, is up to the coach's offices. No, but like they have all the families up there, like the coach's deck, right? And then there's food in there. So I go up there at halftime and I needed to go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. not number two, but number one.
Hope not number two.
No, not in the middle of that because there's too many people.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm like, I have to go number one. I have to go number one. But somebody was in there and they were in there for a long time. So it ate 5 minutes of my break time. And then I got in there to where like Coach Anderson's wife was. And I'm like, I see Schlotzky's. And I love Schlotzky's.
That's good right now.
Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
And they had those big like party platters of Schlotzky's. And I didn't have
with
time
different
to
kinds
eat.
Of sandwiches?
Yes. Mm. Some with the dark rye bread, some with the sourdough. And there was a big old thing of spaghetti right there. Oh. And there were all these desserts.
Yummy.
Yeah. And I didn't get time to eat any of it.
I'm sorry.
Man.
So I'm needing them to bring me some. I want Schlotzky's today.
That does sound good. Mm-hmm.
And when you're under the weather, like I don't feel awful, but I feel just bad enough to not really want to do much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, why is unhealthy food so comforting?
It is. I know.
So we had just awful food. Yes. I mean, it was great,
mm-hmm.
but I bet I gained 7 pounds of sodium yesterday. And we still have stuff left over, like those no-bake Mississippi mud cookies, like those, and sausage balls.
Those are good.
My mom makes sausage balls once a year on Christmas. Most amazing time of the year.
Man, and we do them like that's kind of like a football thing for me. What's your football food?
We don't really have like a football food. I mean, jeez. if we're gonna do like for a Super Bowl thing, it's either gonna be like wings or steak or something like that.
But like, what about for the games yesterday?
Like Velveeta dip, and I put beef in there and Rotel. It was good.
We do like we do breakfast, kind of like a eggs and sausage and stuff like that. You know, that's typically what we kind of do to start the day off. Then we have like a sandwich and chips and a Coke or something.
A sandwich.
Yeah.
Who eats a sandwich for football? It's not a football food. They don't sell sandwiches.
I want something fast because usually the game's already kicked off. So I'm like, you know, putting my sandwich together while I'm watching the game.
Well, the last time I went to a stadium for an event, I thought that the sandwiches were the most popular. A turkey sandwich is very popular at stadiums. Nobody eats that there. You eat hot dogs and chicken and nachos.
And hamburgers.
At my house?
Yes.
For NFL games?
Yes. It's part of the experience.
Seven layer dip.
Oh, that's freaking good.
Mm-hmm. Is that the kind that has like a bean dip?
It's like beans and guacamole and sour cream and olives and lettuce and tomatoes.
It's really good.
And taco seasoning. Holy gosh, I want that right now too.
That does sound good.
All right, let's all go eat. Ready?
Eat.
I was going to say break.
Oh, well, I was going to say eat.
Let's do it. Ready?
Break. Oh, I thought you were going to say eat.
Let's do it again. Ready?
Break. I thought you were going to say eat.
Okay, I'll do it now.
Okay.
Ready?
Break.
Eat.
I thought you were going to say
this
eat.
Is
okay. That's what the after show is today, y'all.